The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's Other People's Problems, OPP for short. Every single one we've ever done in the history of mankind is on the Audacy app.
AUDACY.
Hack.
We have Bree today. She's worried about her daughter's boyfriend.
Okay. Bree?
Yai.
Tell us why you're worried.
Okay, well, can I just give you a little backstory first?
Sure.
So me and my husband, we had our daughter young. We were both around 18.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So very young. This is kind of, it's like, I don't know, poetic justice or something, but I'm really frustrated. So my daughter is now 24 years old. She's dating this man who's 40. He's 40.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And this man, I mean, he doesn't even look good. I mean, me and my husband look way better, and we're around the same age. But
that's wow. You know you're on the radio, right?
I don't care. Honestly, this relationship needs to stop. This is a problem, okay?
Oh.
Okay. So this man, he is divorced, and he has a four-year-old daughter. Okay. And whenever we go to see her, she's taking care of his kid. Like, she's playing house. And I feel like she's wasting her 20s. I mean, she needs to live her life and meet people her own age and not be swept into motherhood for a child that's not even her own, you know? It's like, it's really frustrating to me.
Can I ask, are you more concerned about the age of her boyfriend or about the child?
It's more about, I feel like she's being swept into motherhood and it's not even her child.
It's okay, a lot of people are successful step-parents.
No, it's true. But look, I had her really young. I don't want her to miss out on her 20s. She's not meeting anyone her age. And I just think it's kind of unfair. He, like, demands a lot of her, and I just feel like she's taking care of some old guy's kid. They need to break up. This can't happen. They need to break up.
Okay. I just want you to know there's some really good literature, like Romeo and Juliet's, like a great example of what happens when you try to keep two people apart.
Oh yeah.
Like the more you push against a relationship, the more cohesive that relationship becomes.
But it's haven't you ever been in one of those relationships, anyone in the room, where people don't want you to be together, they tell you, and then you
stay anyway.
Or they don't tell you. Sorry, I forgot what I was saying.
No, but I'm just saying.
If they don't tell you and then you break up and they're like, oh yeah, we hated him. And you're like, then
why didn't you tell me?
You know it wouldn't have worked if we told you. It's like,
that's not necessarily true. Because there's a way to be like, hey, you know what? I'm not a fan of this guy, but I see that you love him and I hope it works out. But if not, I will be here to support you.
That's the best way to put it.
Okay. Let me pull the room here, Bree, real quick. Who's got a problem in the room with the age difference?
I think it could be a little uncomfy. I wouldn't say that I have a problem.
I would say, if I'm doing my math right, dating someone 2 years younger than my parents would never ever be okay.
But you don't think it, you can't think of it like that.
But it is,
you
like
think of
that.
It like the age difference between me and him,
is
not the age difference
years.
Between him and my parents.
Okay, it's still 16 years. And look, I know people are going to text in and say, that is successful. I know it can work, but it's a lot.
I know I'm going to catch grief for this, but I've dated somebody who is, to finish this sentence is going to hurt.
We know.
Closer in age to my kids than to me.
Oh, but not 2 years older than your kids, because that would be illegal.
Yes.
But, like, don't you think that the difference of...
But I never thought about her and them. It was about me and her. And if we're compatible, I'm not like, well, you're actually closer. When I look at my abacus here, like, you're... If Bree, if your daughter is compatible with this dude, or if she thinks she is, who cares?
Or is she kind of maybe saving up for her 30s?
What do you mean?
With the glucose guardian.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
I love that term.
Glucose guardian.
So good.
I don't think he's that old, is he?
You can be a glucose guardian at any age. It depends how much money you got in the bank.
He's 16 years old. I thought you meant
he would have to pass and leave her money. You just mean he'll be he's like a sugar.
He's the sugar daddy for
right now. I get it.
For all of you who didn't understand what glucose guardian was.
Dak, he's not that old.
303-222-5423. Give Bree advice on what to do with this whole thing. You can choose any part of it to give her advice on, whether it's dating the older guy, whether it's dating the guy with the kid, whether it's the projection that you're clearly having, Bree. You missed your 20s. And now, if your daughter chooses to do that, you already, you said at the beginning, it's kind of poetic justice. It's
well,
like,
you don't get to tell her, well, you have to live your 20s because I didn't.
Right. You should be out at bars. Like,
but you know what? Like, I feel like on some level, he's using her as free childcare.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
How does she feel about the kid? Does she feel like she's free childcare?
I can't get a read out. She just kind of goes along with it. And every time I try to talk to her about it, there's an excuse.
Have you said how long they've been together?
They've only been together like 6-7 months.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just saying, so far, Bree, I think kudos on you for not pushing the issue yet. Like, you will make a massive mistake if you come down hard on this dude to Bree. I mean, to your daughter.
Right.
Like that.
Also, maybe that kid is like your future grandchild.
Just
saying.
That's true.
So
I just need some help.
Okay. It's too close to home for me, so I got. No, I mean, I don't make the face. Hang on, Bree.
My answer on if I'm okay with this completely depends on one thing. I'm absolutely fine with it, unless it's my daughter.
Yep. Correct.
Yeah.
Then I'm completely against it, and I can't justify that. Suck it. That's how I feel.
But if your daughter, when she's 24, falls in love with a 40-year-old guy, is that really that bad?
That's kind of where I'm like, I am okay with it because it's not like she's 18.
Right.
You kind of have a better sense. Granted, still not a great one. But,
like, you're still a child.
Yeah.
At 24.
But, like, Erin is sort of a caregiver to her nephews.
And she's not 24.
Like, sometimes women just want to care. Like, Bree's daughter is just doing the thing. She's like, I love kids. I love taking care of this kid. And I love him. So it's not.
It's almost a win-win.
Yeah, like,
but it's unclear because it seems like she got swept up in this romance, and he's got a kid, and I love the kid, and it's like, do you like the guy in this relationship, or do you like just this whole thing's kind of new, and he's got a big house, and I get to live there, and I didn't like this. I have a little girl
like a win-win.
Who looks up to me and stuff like, but that doesn't mean it's the right choice for you long term. It just means like, is she getting swept up in a new romance like anyone does in any new romance? Yeah. Now he's got the extra kid, and she's never been a parent before, and it's pretty cool.
Could you sleep? Okay, this is Tiak. Please hate me. Could you sleep with somebody close in age to your parents? If it's like Sofia Vergara, who's just aged, like what, like, and she's just somebody. I'm trying to pick somebody that's his type.
Right.
Like, and she's just close, and it's just like, but who cares? I love her.
I don't know that I would maybe in a relationship with somebody that old, because I would think it wouldn't last long. I don't think we would have enough in common.
Different life stages.
Yeah.
I would finally have someone to go see the Eagles with. I'm down.
You are the oldest person in this room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what the questions are basically, should Bree intervene at all, at which stage, or is this none of her business? And like,
but isn't that what parenting is? Is these are the mistakes I made. Don't make them.
At 24, you should have already done that.
She made it past 18.
Can you keep parenting your kid that hard at 24?
I don't know.
I don't either. So if you have any advice for Bree and the new Insta family her daughter's in, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Bree. She's called in. She's got a daughter who's about 24 years old, dating a guy. And the number of problems she has, I don't even really know what was the real, was she mad because he's close in age to her and her husband?
Quite close in age.
Like we a couple years, right?
Like 2 years younger then.
And then also mad that he's using her, like she's sort of taking care of his children.
You know, I think she's just overall really uncomfortable with her daughter dating someone so much older. And she said, well, it seems like free childcare. But then it just felt like she was uncomfortable, period.
Mm-hmm. What age, like, does everybody in the room think 16 years is gross? Because obviously I don't.
A 16-year age difference?
Yes.
I think it's okay, but it depends on the ages of the people.
It's better if she's 30 and he's 46 than she's 24 and he's 40.
1,000%.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, she didn't say this, but maybe the 24-year-old has dated some other people. It seems like she's just, this is kind of like her first serious thing. And it's like, she's already playing house with this guy. And I think mom's going, hold on, you're young, relax.
Live a little.
Yeah, like I don't know that this is her first boyfriend. I don't want to say that, but you know what I mean.
Like,
yeah,
like jumping too far into it.
30 feels like you've dated. Yeah. And now you can make a decision.
But there's sometimes there's just old souls. And she.
Well, the other problem is the parents had their daughter very young.
So they can't really go to her and say,
but it seems like all she wants is for her daughter to live her 20s. What does that even mean anymore, though? Like,
because we start living our 20s, like,
but it's also a different
when you're 18, or 15.
There's not a lot of going out anymore. Like, people don't really go clubbing in the same. Not,
I mean, I don't, but
alcohol companies, bars closing down. In mass because the Z's aren't drinking.
Dang. I mean, it's good for them, but.
Yeah. Claire?
Yay.
Yay. You're in the situation.
For 10 years. So I started dating my significant other when I was 23, and he had an 8-month-old baby. Unfortunately, her mom had passed away, so it's a little bit of a different situation. But I actually started going there for the kid to, like, help out, and then I just stayed is kind of our ongoing joke. My mom or my parents or siblings never questioned it, but his friends did because of exactly the sugar daddy type of situation of, are your intentions pure? Mm-hmm. And that almost made me more dedicated to staying.
How far apart are you two?
Yeah.
12 years.
And you were how old when you started dating?
23.
Okay, but is it weird that I'm like, but 12?
That's completely weird.
But so she was 23 and he was 35?
But she's younger.
Yeah.
It's not as bad for me.
Because his first number is a 4?
12 and 16 I think is a little, it's a little bit different, but it's still the same. Like he had his house, he had a mortgage, he, you know, had a kid, all of these things. And I didn't. I was coming from like an abusive relationship. So it was kind of like a rescue both ways a little bit. People questioning our relationship or questioning why I was there really pissed me off because I just wasn't that type of person. So it made me more dedicated. But we've been together almost 10 years now. And so now people just kind of laugh about it. But it is hard because I did lose my 20s in my mind. Like I didn't have the normal experience. But I get this experience now. Like we have our own child together now. And the 8-month-old is basically my kid too. So We're just like a big happy family now, but I think intention is really what matters. Like, is she trying to find her true love or is she just kind of hanging out? Because it won't really hurt him that much, but it'll hurt the kid because the kids get really
attached.
Oh, that's really
Didn't even think about that.
So I think more about the kid. Like, what are her intentions and his intentions? Is it just to date and have fun or is it truly to start a forever relationship?
It does seem like he's either got intentions to use her for childcare. Moms,
right?
Or he loves her so much that it's like, I'm cool with you with my kids. Like that's
right.
Because it is like as someone with kids and like if you're dating, it's a big deal. And I'm pointing to Slacker for the record. I am not with kids, but like it's a big deal for you.
If I were to leave him and I have kids, I would be very selective of who I would invite into
100%.
Life with my current kids.
Yeah.
So if dad seemed to be, and no offense, but they seem to be a little less selective in that process because it's a female. So
I'm not.
Yeah.
Like nobody's meeting my kids. You're not like, unless.
Yeah. So some people are different. I think it's intention. Like, how did they meet? How did they start getting together? But also just like, is he making effort to be with her or is it more like, hey, can you come watch the kid?
Yeah. Thank you for the call. Good luck out there. I am so mad at Erica right now. I just see flames.
Wait, why?
Because it's the same. 12 years and 16 years, you know, is the same. It's,
you know what
the
I
same.
Think the difference is, though, is like we were talking directly to Claire. So I just go, yeah, I get it. You're so happy you have like your family unit.
We got to know what she was thinking but in the process rather than guessing.
We only talked
too.
To Bree, not Bree's yeah. daughter.
Yeah.
I just worry about any relationship if it gets to the point of like, I'll show them. They think it's not going to work out. Right. Now I'm digging my heels in harder. And now it's like, are you falling in love or are you digging your heels in? And
100%.
And now you don't want to admit you're wrong.
That's
and
why I don't think you tell her. I think Bree needs to shut her trap.
Wow.
Because you
That's
do. You create exactly what TX's talking about. No, it's like motive is everything. And all of a sudden, why? Like, I'm going to make this work and show you. And it's like.
And then they're secretly miserable and won't talk
about
it.
But I don't feel
it.
Like I'm that way.
You aren't.
I'm like, no, I want, if you don't think this is good for me, like I want us all to be happy. And I don't want to be like, I'm fighting all the time, you know, like
no,
I'm proving people wrong because right. of my love life. It's like I'm in the relationship for me, not for other people.
But there's something about girls and their moms where if their mom tells them not to do something, you're like, I'll show her. It's guys and their dads. If my dad was like, I don't think that's a good fit, I'd be like, okay, watch
yeah.
this. Hold my beer. Okay. Mm. I'm going to make this fit like you can't even.
Okay.
Yeah, I meant the relationship. Daniel left. Hi, Daniel.
Yay.
What do you think?
Two things. The first of which is that if she's above the age of 18, you should simply just not get involved in your child's business. The second thing is that I've been on the opposite end of this as the partner of someone who was told by their mother that they were not with the right one. Now I've been in this relationship for 14 plus years with two beautiful sons and one on the way. And I mean, they've been wrong for 14 years.
Good for you. I'm
yeah.
I'm mm-hmm. excited for you, but that they've been wrong
has all the energy of everything yeah. T-Hack just said.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.